Welcome to the Handlebar Podcast. These episodes are conversations around questions young followers of Jesus are asking. If you'd like to have a question answered on the podcast, you can submit your question on our website. We also want to ask you to consider giving. We're totally donor funded, and if our podcast has encouraged you, we want to ask if you'd consider giving a gift of any amount on our website. You can get more info about who we are, our merch, and how to partner with us at thehandlebarpodcast.com. We love you, and we're so glad you're here. Let's jump in.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. We are so excited because we have two very special guests today.
Yay!
We have our good friends, Marcella Barcelona and Bailey Redmond.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Woo-hoo. We've never done an all girls episode, so this is historic.
Yes.
Monumental. Yeah, I will say, we tried to record with Marcella and her husband, Brian, last year. We didn't know if we'd make it to 2024 because the night that we tried to record, a massive tornado hit Dallas and it like blew the doors to the studio open. I won't go into all the detail, but it was a miracle that we made it home. It was wild. There were angels around our cars.
Warfare.
So here we go. Round two. The sun is shining. God knew it just needed to be us girls.
Yay. Yeah.
So we have some really good questions. I'll go ahead and read our question.
Yay.
All right. I got to find it. I had it pulled up. Here we go. Okay, this question was submitted through our Instagram. If you don't know, you can go submit questions through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it says, how do we define modesty and how do we practice it?
Love it.
That's a really good question.
All right, I'm setting a 15-minute timer.
Not timer.
I know. Sorry. It's like a habit that I have to like.
I love it.
I find myself speaking in accents and I'm not good. I'm not good at it.
I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah. So
I thought that was
anyway,
good.
Setting the timer.
Hey, timer forever. Yeah. Okay. 15 minutes. Here we go. How do we define modesty first? I think the Bible defines it for us, right?
There you go.
What would you say, Marcella?
Well, thanks, guys.
Of course.
Come on,
lead
mama.
Us to the word, oh, mother. God.
So, yeah, I would say that you probably want to find the definition just like you would on the Webster, you know, Google app. You'd want to find it in the Bible. So, instantly, I thought about 1 Peter chapter 3 when he's teaching. It's actually about wives and husbands, but he's talking about beauty. And in verse 3, it says, do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on gold, jewelry, or clothing that you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
That's okay. So good.
So I know we're talking about modesty, but I feel like modesty has everything to do with the heart and not with clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Amen.
And I know I might be triggering some stuff just saying that, but let it trigger.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it's interesting because I've always felt like there's this lie that women come against of like you're either too much or you're not enough. And a lot has to do with like culture and what we wear and what we see that's relevant or not relevant or even high school, I think, where you're just like, am I part of the cool crowd? Am I not? There's just so much pressure.
Yeah.
But I was asking the Lord, because I get hit with, you're too much sometimes.
Same. Yeah, me too.
So when I look at like gentle and quiet, like spirit, I'm just like, how do I do that? When I think about what that means, you know, or the definition of gentleness or quiet like spirit. So I did a research on the Hebrew word of gentleness. And this blew me away because when it says gentleness, it's actually warlike.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I just got chills.
So the Hebrew word of gentleness, it's actually restraining from killing.
Wow.
So when you're gentle, you actually have a power to restrain yourself from killing.
It's like meekness.
Mm-hmm. It's meekness. And so then quiet like spirit is to be restful. Like when you're actually able to like obtain rest in your heart, which I think totally has to do with the Holy Spirit. Because without the Spirit of God, Mm-hmm. You cannot do that.
Right.
So isn't that
That is amazing.
Wild?
That's crazy.
That rocks yeah. that whole
That rocked me because then I was like, whoa.
You think of Jensen as like, oh, sweet.
Yeah. You know, think like, of it, about it being kind of just like personality wise, you know?
Yeah. Yes. So you're like, I'm disqualified.
Yeah.
From that.
I'm totally disqualified. Yeah. I don't think I'm gentle. But then comes the real definition of like the Hebrew word.
Warlike.
Yes. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Restraining from killing.
Makes me think of Deborah.
Yeah.
In the Bible, the prophet Deborah. I love the story of Deborah. And I think she totally embodies the gentle and quiet spirit, now that I know that definition.
Yeah.
Because she went to war, you know, and she was like a prophet, and maybe she struggled with, am I too much? Am I too, for me, I know I'm more geared toward being black and white and just very like, there's a right and there's a wrong. And, or sometimes I can think, am I too harsh? Am I whatever? But knowing that definition now, it's like, oh my goodness, this
isn't
the way
liberating?
God made me. Yeah. And then if you feel like you're super quiet and you're nervous and you're like, am I enough? That's like speaking identity over you. You're the gentle and quiet spirit. Like the Lord made you to go to war as a woman.
Yeah.
You know, for those around you, for yourself, you know, for your kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's so good.
Right? So good. Does that help on modesty? I don't know.
It does.
It does. Because it made me think about Proverbs 31 too, which is another passage of scripture that I feel like a lot of women feel like inadequate compared to. I don't know. Like when I heard about the Proverbs 31 woman growing up, I'm like, I could never be this. Like, how does she have time to do anything? There's no iced coffee on this list. Like there's no, like it doesn't seem like there's a life in this scripture. But one of the things that it says that she clothes herself with, like it doesn't even talk about like the things that we would like define femininity by, where a lot of it is the outward and you know, what we measure ourselves up against. But one of the things that it talks about her dressing herself with is strength. And it makes her arm, it makes her arms strong. And the only other thing that it talks about her clothing herself with is fine linen and purple. Like even that representation of royalty and honor. And again, it's all about the heart, and it has like even the things that it says, oh, she puts on or dresses herself with, it's all a reflection of that inner person. And I know for me, when I first got saved, like I'm not even exaggerating. I got kicked off the worship team growing up, probably like 200 times.
What? Tell us more.
Because I was in middle school. And, you know, I didn't come from, like, the Christian world. I didn't come from a saved family. And, you know, I'm cussing and doing all this stuff and wearing whatever. And I would just show up to church to lead worship at my youth group, wearing whatever, saying whatever. And it was the first time I ever had, like, leaders in my life be like, hey, you know, you're a leader now. You're on this stage. You're leading worship. You can't wear that. So you probably can't lead worship. And it would just, it would make me, like you were saying, trigger, manifest everything. Like, what do you mean? But it was all like pointing to that inner desire to be loved, to be seen, to be like qualified, to be enough. And it, all of the external stuff that I was struggling with was actually just pointing to like heart issues I still had. And that the Holy Spirit still was addressing and sanctifying. And it wasn't until I felt enough in the eyes of Jesus that all that external stuff started to kind of resolve itself.
Okay, wow. Yeah. But it was a journey, you're saying.
It was a journey.
Yeah. And that's okay. I think I remember I was a volleyball coach in another life, it feels like. But it was only like, I don't know, 8 years
ago. Wow, you totally look like a volleyball
coach. Do I?
Yeah, you do.
Don't mess with me. Anyway.
I love that.
I was in the bathroom with a girl that I was talking to, and she, we, I coached at a Christian school. It was actually my alma mater, my high school. And great school. And she had recently gotten saved, gone to a youth group. And she was like, I just don't know if I can do this. She was straightening her hair in the bathroom. I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, I don't know if I can not cuss and not wear the clothes I want to wear. And not. And I was like, okay. I was like, who told you you had to immediately changed.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, these people that so-and-so, whatever, is saying I can't be a Christian unless. And am I saying it's not important to value modesty like you learned, Bailey? Mm-hmm. Am I saying it's not important to tame your tongue? Right. No. But if you're just telling that to a brand new believer that has no history at all, no knowledge of the word, it just very easily can become works-based.
Yeah.
And like, well, if that's what God wants of me, then I don't want him. And I think that breaks the Lord's heart. Because he's like, that's not what I'm saying. And it will work itself out. Mm-hmm. That's not to say don't listen to your spiritual authority and ask the Lord, can you help me in this area? But I just want to take the pressure off, specifically Gen Z.
That's so good.
That it can be a journey.
Yes.
And when you have the Holy Spirit, when you have conviction, you're not going to be able to go that far with cussing, with dressing crazy. Like, you just won't.
I'm going to feel weird.
Yeah, and it's better to do it out of relationship with God than it is religion and works.
Because if you have to.
If I had to dress a certain way for God, that's weird. That's not what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying it's about your heart. This is, I'm more interested in your inner, your spirit woman, your inner woman than I am the outer appearance.
Yeah.
And it makes me think of Romans 12. Verse 1, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you, give your bodies to God because of all that he's done for you.
Good.
So it's not like God doesn't like it when you wear this. It's like, so give it to him. He's worthy because of all he's done for you.
Good.
Let your body be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is the way to worship him.
So good.
That's so good.
So it's like, it can be a journey of learning how to worship God in all these areas.
Yeah.
Totally. I think also like, honor has so much to do with this, and honor is a heart posture. It's like, I think the more the Lord has taught me how to love myself, I love others. And so I think before, especially at like church camps or in religious circles, it's the woman's job to not make the man stumble or like lust. And so it's like, you know, you wear the giant t-shirt, the super baggy shorts
like
to swim
to
in. Yeah. And it's like, and then so it's already skin tight at that point, you know? So it's like, but I think like, you know, I think it goes to this thing where it's like, you know, I'm not responsible for how a man is stewarding his heart and his eyes. True. I'm responsible for how I honor myself and how I choose to honor the people around me, both men and women. And I think of going back to Proverbs 31, which is what Bailey read, I love in verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trust her. And she will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil. And I think like what I love in scripture is you see this a lot, like, oh, blessed is the man who finds a good wife, a godly wife. And I love that it doesn't say like, blessed is a man who finds a godly woman or a godly girl. Like there is something in our identity that we are the bride of Christ, that I'm already understanding a bridal identity before I meet a man.
Yeah.
So my heart is to come in honoring him. And I do so that. Good. And we mature into this. When I was 16, yo, I didn't even know what that meant. I led worship in a crop top, you know? I'm like, I can still ride the line sometimes today where I'm like, I'll be getting ready. And then I'm like, I can't wear this. Like,
wear this
it's
on
Sunday
Friday,
morning.
Sunday.
Yeah. And we have a live stream. You know, I'm like, what
that's
in the
real.
World?
The live stream is way too real.
It is real.
Because it's that thing where it's like, I just, I want to honor.
Yeah.
You know, and
first
I know,
Lord.
I know my, I've learned to honor myself and love myself. And now I want to honor the people around me.
Yeah.
It's not like a weird, like, you can't be
this.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You know, or
I have to wear black.
Yeah. I have to wear black. I have to wear long sleeves for everything, you know, or it's not about hiding your beauty. It's literally about like stewarding it and honoring it.
And that will showcase it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, or it's radiate. Like, I think for the longest time I took modesty as like, I have to hide because I'm going to make this guy over here stumble. Just realizing like, that's not my responsibility, you know, but at the same time, I'm going to honor the men I'm around
it's
because I choose to, not out of a place of fear or perversion or some weird lusty thing, you know? And so I think there's layers to this because it has
so
more to do with identity than it does modesty.
Yeah, it does.
And
the Lord even says, don't be worried about what you wear. Don't think about what. So it's really not about what we're putting on our outward selves. It's all about the heart. And it's, I think of it as like the verse that says, out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. But also out of the overflow of the heart, I get dressed. I, you know, it's like what I'm wearing on my body will show what is in my heart. And I just think it's important to honor the Lord.
I think what you guys are saying is so amazing. And honoring, I think when you see him, I think it's about beholding him too.
Come on.
So when you sit with him and you see him and you look at him, it's like you want to be like him.
Yes.
And so you're just like, man, is this going to honor you? You know?
And you'll have that conviction.
It's like when you become a new creation, because it's real.
Yes.
Like the old is gone. And the new comes. And all of a sudden you're asking the Lord about your closet. And you're asking the Lord, like, is this okay? And you have that conviction, that little voice sometimes. It's just like a little voice that's like, probably not. Just lean into it.
Yes.
Because then the more that you lean into that voice, it gets louder.
Yes.
So true.
And then you're just not even about it. All of a sudden you turn around and you're just like, I used to wear that?
Yeah.
Really? And I think sometimes as leaders, I'm going to talk to like older women because I feel like I'm a little older woman. but we can really mess up by coming at you really directly and talking about your clothes more than we talk about your heart.
Yes.
And I just want to apologize for that because I don't, that's not the way.
Yeah.
And I believe that the way the new wine is these mothers coming around daughters and caring more about their hearts.
Yeah.
And seeing like, man, do you really know him? Have you really seen him?
Because that'll work itself
out. Because that'll work itself out.
Yeah.
You know, like, just seek him and you'll find him. You know, I have an 8-year-old who loves crop tops. And she's just like, even today, she was like, you know, putting her hands up.
Okay, how do you deal with that?
Showing me all her belly.
How do you do it? How do you deal with it?
You know, I laugh.
Okay.
And I'm like,
you look great.
You're seriously hilarious, you know?
Would you let her wear it out of the house?
You know, she was wearing one today. She bought it from Zara and her grandma gave it to her and she was all about it. And she's like doing gymnastics and her shirt's coming up. But then she like comes over and I'm like laughing with her. I'm playing with her.
Okay.
And she's just like, you know, I don't really feel comfortable with this shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
But if you had been like, you can't wear
that. And I was like, okay. And she's like, she's like, it's just play. Like, I'm just playing.
Aww.
But I didn't even say anything
to
her. So I'm like, so many of the times we feel like we need to say something.
So good.
Where we just need to let him.
Yeah.
Like, he's big enough to say it.
And I think sometimes I'm getting convicted as you're speaking, because as a mom, I haven't gone through this with Rosie. She's 3. But I'm thinking, how many of us tell our kids, you can't wear that out of the house or whatever, because we're going to be embarrassed about what someone else would think.
Yeah.
So then we're not really caring for their hearts. We care about how we look. And that's literally what the Pharisees did. They cared about the outward appearance. They cared about how they look to other people. I've even been reading in Galatians where it's like, Paul says, who bewitched you? Who told you that you,
I'm
paraphrasing it, but like, who deceived you into thinking that the cross of Christ was about how you look to other people on the outside? It's all about grace through faith. And it's all that, but it's convicting me as a mom. Cause I'm like, okay, Lord, when I get to this place, will you help me? Because I think a lot of this is just letting go and letting him do the work. And I feel like that's probably what happened with you and your mentors, because we know you as like a beautiful, modest girl. I don't know you in that life. So obviously there was a journey and it's beautiful.
Yes.
So I think it's cool that we all have different experiences.
Yeah.
For me, I had to fight the pride of it, of like, well, I'm beautiful and modest. And if you wear that, you're sinful. That's how I grew up.
Yeah.
You were completely opposite. So I think there's two sides to the coin. It's all sanctification. I had to be sanctified out of pride and you were sanctified
out of all sort of things. And,
well, the timer went off.
Yeah,
so
let's
maybe
do handlebars.
We can jump into handlebars after all of this and just see where that goes.
Cool. Who wants to go first? So we're going to give handlebars, which are practicals for right now. Specifically, this question is on modesty. So we'll share like 1 or 2 practicals each of what that would look like for our lives and how you could maybe apply it to your life. I'm thinking of mine.
I'll say for me, something that I think about, because I know, it would be naive to say even in Christ, you don't struggle with insecurities.
Oh, yeah.
And I know for me, I can still struggle with a lot of comparison and insecurity with body image. What the world, what culture can call beautiful. And I think something for me, it's not like a practical go through your closet, throw out clothes kind of thing. It's more of, for me, I have to read Psalm 139.
Yes.
A lot. Where it's like that thing in me that's wanting to be seen or that's not wanting to be seen. Like it's two sides of one coin, you know, some days I'm confident, some days I'm not. And I'm growing in that. But what helps me is reading through Psalm 139, where
that's
it says,
so
he knit me together in my mother's womb. He knows my sitting down and my rising up. He knows every thought in my mind before I even know it's on my lips to say it. And I think that literally I can get drunk in the Lord because I'm like, I'm so seen. I'm so known. I really am like beautifully made. And I asked the Lord to help me love my body. I'm serious.
So
I have to do this.
Because
I noticed that there are parts of my body that I talk so bad about. And I will bless my body. You know, I'm like, Lord, thank you for this part that I feel insecure about or whatever, you know? And I'm just like, you made me. And especially getting older. Like I'm in my 30s. This I felt like the Lord... maybe this is practical actually, but I was super insecure one day and I was struggling, like getting ready, putting my makeup on. And I'm like, man, I miss my basketball body. And it's just true.
Oh, totally.
Like my
so
high school, super whatever. You're not even fully mature. And the Lord told me, Elissa, you may not have the body you used to, but you can still have a body you love. And I was so convicted. And I was like, Lord, oh my gosh, teach me how to love me. Because I don't know, whatever. And literally it was like, I stopped following certain Instagram accounts. I stopped following certain clothing lines where it's like, it was like, wow, like I'm just getting insecure. I'll never be that model. I'll never look like that.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And how the Lord has slowly healed me into confidence.
That's so good.
So that's my handlebar.
That's so
scripture.
Good.
That's and so good.
Yeah, sitting with him about who you are, your weaknesses, your insecurities.
That's so good.
That's so good. I would tag on to that too. Because something that I did actually not that long ago was it was through Psalms 139, but I took a journal and I asked the Lord to like tell me, okay, what do you love about me? And it was, you know, like again, when you're going through insecurities and obviously that reflects sometimes in why you dress certain ways. Cause you're like, you want to be affirmed. You want to be loved. So I was like, okay, Lord, tell me, what do you love about me? And I low key was expecting God to say something super generic of like, I love your faith and I love the way you love me. And you know, those are great. But he like super detailed was like, I love your nose and I love the way that you laugh and I love your ears and like things that were so like particular and detailed and intentional.
That's so good.
And
Bailey.
Even though, you know, like I'm alone in my room and I'm just, you know, in faith, I'm like hearing Holy Spirit and just writing things down as I hear it. I started to get really uncomfortable because it felt like I was being like romanced in a way. Where I felt like someone literally was being like, I love your nose. And you just like, I don't know, it like makes you feel like squeamish of like, okay, that's a lot. Like, calm down. But I felt like the Lord was like romancing me and like wooing me in that way. And after, you know, the first couple things, I just started to break down crying because I was like, I didn't realize like what you were saying, how much I had allowed culture or social media or just things I thought about myself or the way I compare myself to myself, like my past self in different seasons and how I'd allowed that to like form self-hatred in me. And so even as I'm, you know, loving Jesus and doing all these things and reading my Bible, I still allowed self-hatred and insecurity to like keep me in bondage in certain areas. So through just the Holy Spirit and letting him straight up be like, I love this and wow. I love this, those so things good. Started to break off one by one. So for me, that would be my practical mm-hmm. handlebar. It's just like even practically getting a journal and asking God, what do you love about me? And in that, like in your modesty and all that stuff, like we were talking mm-hmm. about, mm-hmm. it's going to work itself out. And yeah. your desires for certain clothing or mm-hmm. your desires to do certain things or whatever mm-hmm. on the outside, it's going to change yeah. because like mm-hmm. what you were saying, like you mm-hmm. know that you are known and loved and seen. So
that's
yeah.
so that's good, so Bailey. Good.
Do you want to go?
Yeah. these are so good, guys. I'm new to this. You're killing me. But I think that for me, you know, my struggle has really been my beauty. You know, as a kid, I struggled with anorexia and like just real things that you're just like, where's this all coming from? You know? Mm-hmm. And I think it has a lot to do with self-hatred. Yes. And I really do feel like, you know, the Bible is truth. That there is a real enemy, mm-hmm. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Jesus comes and brings life in every area that you felt you were destroyed in. Mm. And I feel like for me, it was that area, you know. And then I was a prodigal, came back to the Lord, and my modesty was the trigger for me because I just felt I was struggling with feminism too. It was just wild. So it would trigger me back to that place of like, I'm just not pretty enough. Like mm-hmm. I'm just, I need to be enough. Like I need to fit that mold. And, mm-hmm. and so just sitting with Jesus, which I think you guys are just saying that, like sitting with him, but also looking at the word of God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like grabbing your Bibles, opening up the Bible, going to Psalm 139 and letting him mm-hmm. really speak to you through the word. Mm-hmm. Cause only then can you be free.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that's what brought me to freedom was just sitting with him and like letting the word really like come into my mind, into my heart.
Yeah.
Until mm-hmm. it became alive in my mm-hmm. heart, because I feel like a lot of it was in my mind first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it just like traveled down to my heart.
Wow.
And
wow.
it was like, oh, all of a sudden I just so believed it.
Yeah.
So you know, and righteousness, it doesn't come from your clothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Righteousness comes from faith.
Yes.
Abraham was made righteous because he believed God.
Yes.
And so when we believe what he's saying over us, we're clothed in righteousness.
Yeah. Yes.
And that just makes all the difference. You know, it makes all the difference because now when I look at my 8-year-old mm-hmm. and I'm saying, you're beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like she's going to believe me because I believe it.
Yeah.
Because I believe that I'm beautiful.
Yes.
So it's
so good.
It's taken time, guys. I've sitting, opening your Bibles, going to Psalm 139, yeah. letting him, honestly, for me, Song of Solomon just
yes.
like
yes. wrecked I was gonna say that.
My yeah. identity yeah. and my beauty because it was so uncomfortable yeah. for him to kiss me and talk to me the way, you know, he was doing it in Song of Solomon. But it brought my beauty alive where yes. I feel like growing up, I hated my beauty because I was the same. Like, I didn't want attention from guys. I was yeah. kind of like, I don't want that. But it's not about hating what he gifted you with. Mm-hmm. It's about loving his gifts, mm-hmm. But like submitting those gifts to him. Because
yes.
you don't belong to yourself.
Yes.
You belong to him.
Yes.
So practically, I don't know if this is practical, but just having devotional time. Mm-hmm. Being devoted, like mm-hmm. having moments of, not moments, daily bread, like going
yes,
to the Lord
yes.
daily and opening your Bibles.
Yeah.
For me, believe it or not, praying the Father's prayer, like the Lord's prayer, has changed my life.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, pray this way.
Yeah.
And I started praying that way. All of a sudden, I'm not looking at myself first. I'm looking at him first.
Wow.
And something happens when you look at him first and you don't look at yourself that he begins to like tell you who you are. So I would say get a place because he formed you in the secret. Psalm 139 says that, and that blows me away that he actually went to a secret place and formed me. That's wild. But like get in the secret, open your Bibles and let him be the voice that gives you identity through his word.
Yes.
Not just anything, you know, like these apps, all the stuff that you can follow now on Instagram, TikTok, all the stuff. But really get in the word. It's gonna tell you who you are.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I'll share mine quickly. Mine would be very practical and it's something that I actually did. When the Lord really started to put his finger on this area in my life, I did go through my closet and I threw out everything that either reminded me of like my old self or for me, I'm just honestly, I didn't struggle with like dressing immodestly, but it doesn't even matter. It's about the heart. Yes. And so when I went through my closet, I was like, okay, Lord, what is me and what is not? Cause you know me, you made me. So I did that. Then I found someone to give those clothes to cause they weren't like crazy bad clothes. I just was like, this is a part of me in faith, like shedding my old man, you know where it says like put to death the old man. And so I did that. And I gave the clothes away. And then I was like, Lord, will you help me build my wardrobe? Because that was a big area of like, for me is just shopping and buying everything in sight. But I was like, Lord, will you help me build my wardrobe? And even the other day, my mom's going to laugh when she hears this. I was shopping with my mom. And sometimes when I go shopping, I'm just like, all right, I'm getting 10 things, whatever. And that day I was trying things on and I felt like the Lord said 3 things today, pick out 3 things. And it sounds funny, but I was like, but I like that other thing too. But it's just like letting him build your wardrobe, letting him tell you, what can I buy? What can I not buy? Because it's not about what I put on my body, but it is about the journey of our relationship together and like me finding who I am in Christ. And for me, clothing has been a very big area. So I'm just saying it doesn't have to be that you're struggling with showing skin or cleavage or whatever for women out there. Like I didn't really struggle with that, but I did struggle with it in a different way, which all came down to identity. So my handlebar is let the Lord build your closet.
That's good.
So good.
Yeah.
So love that.
I love this conversation, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pray for listeners real quick and then we'll wrap up. But Lord, we just thank you for every woman listening to this. And I thank you, God, for the way that you intricately designed each of us and that our beauty does not come from what we wear, what we put on, jewelry, clothes, makeup, hair, but it comes from the inner woman, the part of us that you created in the secret place and that actually our inner man, our spirit woman will live forever with you. And so I just thank you, Lord, that as we're on this journey of modesty, whether we struggle with it or we struggle with pride or whatever it is, Lord, we just offer our bodies as living sacrifices to you. And I pray for every young girl listening to this, God, that you would begin to speak identity into them, Lord, that you would begin to help them build their closets, that you would show them that it's about the heart and not about what we wear. And so we love you, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you guys. This was fun.
It was fun.
Thanks for listening.
This was so fun.